Lokhu kuvezwe ngosaphethe isikhundla sokuba ngumsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-Triple C, uMnumzana Gift Ostalos Siziva, emhlanganweni lentatheli izindaba eMedia Center eHarare lamhla. Usiziva uthi akula kansela ozachiya umsebenzi kulabo abalotshwe encwadini kaChabangu ozithi nguye unobhala we-Triple C.
Sithethe ukuthi walanamhlanje ukubana siphe abantu update kule ncwadi ezibhodayo ku-intanethi ezikhuluma ukuthi i-Triple C sirigola abantu abangu-16 amakhansela. Okokuqala, sifuna uzulu wonke bekwazi, simyazisile through our press conference ukuthi akula muntu we-Triple C okhithiweyo, njalo akula muntu ozakhithwa nguChabangu, ngoba uChabangu simhambise High Court of Zimbabwe where iparty ye-Triple C i-applicant uChabangu enyo responder. Sibatshela e-High Court ukuthi lo uzithi ngu-Secretary General ngaso Secretary General we-Triple C, ngoba sila position yona leyo eka-Secretary General. So indaba leyo izangena High Court emalangeni azayo.
Ukhuthaza uZulu uSiziva ukuthi angaze azinaka lezo ncwadi ezibhoda enkundleni zokuxhumana ezebulenjini.
Kungakakhulunywa i-decision ye-High Court, i-local government ministry le-parliament ayikwanisi uku-acta encwadini ezivela kuchaba, ngoba indaba naleyo isemakhoti eZimbabwe. So abantu abahlaliseke besuthiseke bebekwazi ukubana konke lokhu yiplani yezanupiyefu yokubana idistroye ibandla labantu. Asibe le themba siye phambili, we are going to defend our party. Yebo, kuzaba nzima kube mnyama, kodwa that is the struggle. Kulokhu nzima kuyahlupheka, kodwa abantu babe bekwazi ukuthi thina njengobukhokheli we-Triple C iparty silayo siyibambile, ngoba iparty yabantu. Iparty izagcinwa ngabantu be-citizens quality project.
Isikhulumeli sikaChabangu uMnumzana Khalipani Phugeni uthi ukungahlonitshwa kwakhe ezindabeni bembiza ngokuthi uzibiza ukuba ungunobhala webandla, yena evele enguye unobhala uqobo, kwenza kube nzima kuye ukuthi akhulume ngalolu daba.
Indaba le ihambile enkantolo, i-judgment iphumile isabatha lele lidlulileyo, wayiwina ke le case. Manje angazi ke ukuthi angahlonitshwa kangaka abizwe kuthiwa lo ozibiza, noma indaba isihambe e-court, i-court yafika yamgeza ukuthi hayi abakwazi ukuthi ba-reverse into ayenzileyo eyenza nge-office lokuba ngunobhala jikelelo sabambile. Ibuhlungu ngele ndaba kuye ukuthi athi ngapha elezitha zakhe political, le media kumele ukuthi ngabe neutral.
Uphugeni uthi okukhulunywa nguSiziva phezu kodaba lolu kuyinto ayikhuluma ngoba engazi umthetho.
Akula nto ezostopha, kodwa ngiyazwisisa-ke ukuthi baningi abantu abangawaziyo umthetho lokuthi usebenza kanjani. Kodwa uma ngingamnikeza i-advice, ngiyazi ukuthi baningi amebhaba ommeli ababa-advisayo, kodwa mina ngothi lathi ulwazi lona oluncane engilalo ngokomthetho ngakuyagijima kaye enkantolo ethi a-a kule nto enjenje esiyenzakale noma ezoyenzakala, ngicela-ke limise udaba lolu luqale ludlule.
Enye ingcwethi kwezokuhlalisana kukaZulu kanye lezomnotho uMnumzana Masimba Manyanya, ongumqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-National Residence Forum Zimbabwe, ufanisa uChabangu njengomntwana okholisa ukudlalisa udaka.
He's someone who is coming to really create chaos where we think we're going towards a certain solution. If Chabangu was very serious about his motives, he would not have attacked the very center of people's hopes in this country.
Ngumuntu oza ukuzodala umonakalo ngempela. Ngesikhathi sicabanga ukuthi sesibheke esixazululweni esithize, ngabe uChabangu bezimisele ngezinhloso zakhe, ngabe akahlaselanga amathemba abantu kuleli.
Lo msakazo awusanelisanga ukuzwa imibono yebandla leZANU-PF, njengoba umqondisi obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko uMnumzana Farai Marapira ubengakayiphenduli imibuzo ayithunyelweyo, locingo lwakhe lungasatshelwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevisi Gama.